cellular or mobile.
W1IMX mobile.
IFX, this is N0TR. Let me turn this radio down in the background. My name's Tom. I'm in Greer. And it's a beautiful morning. How say you?
Chillier than I'd like, but looks like it's going to be a nice day. Name is Doc, Delta Oscar Charlie. And we're coming out of Townville headed for Pendleton.
Signal this morning, Doc. And nice to meet you today. Whew, the sun is bright. Well, it actually showed 38 degrees on my weather station that's outside on the telephone pole there in the clear this morning. And I went out to get the paper, and wow, that was a shocker. It was a little bit on the cool side. And I guess we're due for some rain on Thursday. But you never know.
Yeah, we're just moving into a new house out on Lake Hartwell. And I put the landscaping in last week just before it started raining. Most of the grass seed washed away. So he's been back a couple times trying to get everything regraded and reseeded so we can get moved into this place. But, yeah, it is a little cool. We just moved down from Northern Virginia. And, my wife is coming home. She's originally from Anderson. And I've been coming down here for about 50 years. So we know the area. We got a lot of friends down here. So it wasn't the shock of a move. It's... She feels like she's coming home, so we're slowly but surely trying to get settled into the new place.
Well, congratulations on that. We've been here about 11 years now, and come down here around 2000. And I know the feeling. I didn't want to move, and we come down here to be near the grandchildren and the daughter and son-in-law, and he's got some kin folk here. And best thing I ever done. People ask me what I like about it down here, and I always tell them the people's first, and the peaches are second, and the mountains and that are third. We didn't have too many mountains from Kansas where we were from. And Doc, I know the feeling. We just got finished seeding our lawn and aerating it and fertilizing it, and I had to have a, I didn't have to, but I did have a new water line put in from the street all the way in, and a new pressure regulator, and a new faucet, frost-free one on the outside of the house put on because the wife didn't like the one that was down too low. So that was an expensive faucet, but she's happy, so the whole house is happy. Hi, hi.
Yeah, I got the nav going here. And running her mouth in the background. Yeah, we had to have them, the plans called for about three faucets across the front. They didn't put any in. So they had to go back and put those in, and I don't think they put frost free, so that's probably going to have to be redone. But, yeah, the house is pretty much finished. It's just, you know, there's a lot of little things and the finish work that they're having to catch up on. And, the contract is move-in ready, and seems to be some areas, the difference between the builder and ourselves on what constitutes move-in ready.
This is N0TR Mobile. Roger on that. And that's not out of character, I don't think. You're just lucky to find a contractor down here. It's totally nuts as far as this growth in our area is. Guys, what was pastures a few blocks from us is now 400 houses. But thankfully, they're over the top of the hill, and we don't see them, and they don't have a whole lot of effect on us. Except when you're driving down Highway 101 here. We live up near Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham, and there's more traffic, but we don't get out a whole lot. I'm 73 years old, and we go to the stores and go down to the daughters now and then, and just don't get out in it a lot. I don't like a lot of traffic. Kansas, we didn't have a lot of traffic. shoot. Well, pulling up to a stoplight here, Doc. I'm headed to a doctor's appointment this morning to get a shot of cortisone in my shoulder. So maybe that'll give me a little relief for a while. Send your OTR mobile.
Hi, MX. Yeah, I'm headed to the chiropractors. Not going to get any shots, but hopefully they can walk on my back the right way and get things straightened out. Well, we moved out of suburbs of Washington in Northern Virginia. It was wall-to-wall subdivision. I think the Washington suburbs going south and the Richmond suburbs coming north kind of passed each other about 10 or 15 years ago, so it's, every time you turn around, they're putting new housing up. We lived about 5 miles from Dulles Airport. And where we are now, there's only 3 houses on the street. Ours is the 3rd house, and there's not going to be any more, and we're right on the lake. So, yeah, it's nice. Get away from it. Yeah, the peace and quiet, the loudest thing on the block is the cows chewing grass across the road.
And, well, leash-wise, they get that front yard of yours fixed up. You can watch the grass grow. Because old folks got to keep entertained, you know. Shoot. Well, you meet a lot of nice folks on this repeater. W4, WHN, I think it is. Bill, I haven't talked to him in a few days, and so I'm just about to lose his call sign here in my head. And he's an IT gentleman for the University of Georgia, and he lives down there by Lake Hartwell. And you'll really enjoy him. And there's just a lot of good folks on here, very, very few exceptions. And the coverage of this repeater is really wide. It's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's club's repeater up there. And it's an open repeater. And so glad to have you and join us today. Well, Doc, I'm getting close to my destination down here, and there's getting to be more traffic, of course, and I need to get in this other lane, so I'm going to let you go and pay attention to what I'm doing, and I'm really too poor to pay attention, but when you're driving, it's best you do. 73, Doc, and you have a nice day. This is N0TR, clear on your final.
N0TR, W1IMX. Yeah, have a good morning. We still got a couple miles to go here. And, excuse me. Yeah, we've been checking into this repeater off and on for the last 40-odd years, probably. The kids and the grandkids are down here, so we usually get down 2 or 3 times a year. And, unfortunately, I'm finding that just about everybody I used to talk to on this repeater and on the Anderson and Sassafras Mountain repeaters has either passed on or moved on. But yeah, this is definitely a bunch of good people on here. I really enjoy these repeaters. Well, you have a good morning, and we'll catch you later. N0TR, W1IMX, clear.